Before I list the performers who are coming up next, I want to mention that we have a Saturday series here, and this Saturday we have John Schindler and Camille Breeze here, no admission charge, 7 to 9:30.
That picture of John on the advertisement there. What's up with that? It's a little weird, isn't it? I'm not sure what's up with that.
I don't know. I'll have
you
to go
take
look.
A look at it closely.
Okay. What, did you draw a mustache on it or something?
No. You should look at it.
All right. It looks weird. Okay. I make a million flyers and probably that many mistakes, too.
No. It's not nothing to do with you.
It's John's photo.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and look at it. But and then the following week, many of you know John Swenson, who now lives in Pennsylvania. He will be in town. And John Ferullo and Betsy Mandrioli, the three of them, will be here on the 21st of this month, again from 7 to 9:30. Okay, coming up, we have Suzanne, who I believe is going to be joined by Ben. And then we have Steve Johnson, Howie Rashba, who, by the way, a week from tonight will be here, I think around 6:30 on St. Patty's Day. He'll be with his allied folk band doing Irish stuff for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, wow.
They're
going to
be
just
right
like,
here
just
a week from tonight.
Not
an open mic. No. They connected with Rick Gordon, the owner, and Rick is going to be having his corned beef and cabbage and all that good stuff. So that would be fun to come out to. Okay. And then we're going to have, after Howie, will be Rich Mungo, and then Ben, and then Drew, and then I'm going to do a song and ask Mark Hastings to come up. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer, poet, Suzanne Owens, who's going to be joined by Ben Blum.
Where's the welcome?
Put the kazoos down.
Need to?
You ready? Okay, this is a real experiment because we have not rehearsed. But we're just doing it. And so, look, we're going to be terrific. What do you mean? Without rehearsal or anything? So anyway, it is about, it's in the Criminal Women book and my CD, I forgot tonight, any CD, so you can't get them, but this is one of them in that CD. And it takes place in 1865. Is this the right one?
You can do the one where she sunk the ship?
It's Titanic.
Something about sinking the ship, right?
Oh, sorry, yeah, it's not in 1865, it's in 1717. And it's a myth, supposedly, they really don't know, but the pirate, seduced and abandoned by the pirate Black Sam Bellamy, and imprisoned for killing their baby, Goody Hallett, of Cape Cod, was mysteriously freed. And the legend has it that she was responsible for the sinking of Bellamy's ship in 1717. And whether it's true or not, we don't know. The Sea Witch of Billingsgate to her betrayer. I can see you, Black Bellamy, through the glass eye of my gray goat. Sail the widow with your crew farther than the sun dares. The maid who you ruined under the wild plum will lock your pirate's legs in a fishtail. You will sing mersongs to the lobsters. When the fog makes arc shapes with the shoals, hips, shoulders, the form a girl takes living in a barn, all cut up tempests around your ship. hurricanes. You will gaze spellmoored at the granite, as I did at the stranger wearing French bombays who freed me. I touched his quill to my tongue, drew my mark with a slant indicular X. The scarlet tip glittered. No black art of yours will flick the wreaths away like stray bits of rye straw as he flicked away my prison bars, tapped the silver darbies on my wrist with his cane. I live in Leviathan now. A ship's light flies from his tail. Contra charms will not rid the hymn bellowers of me. Let all men stick pins in calves' hearts, drop the hearts down every chimney in town. I am a deep-dyed sinner, a white girl, a red girl. I have more lives than my familiars. Some nights I lure a skipper or a young hand to the lorn hut on the poverty grass meadow. On occasion, some return before cockcrow, withered and creak-jointed. Watch for the glimpse of my red heels.
Suzanne Owens and Ben Blum.